Hey guys, this is Phoneboy, and this is episode 10 of Phoneboy Speaks. I'll talk about voice over IP. I actually wrote a piece about this saying, you know, like, who cares? And it is kind of a who cares thing. I mean, it's a technology that's, I'd say, fairly mature now. And one of the reasons it was created, of course, was to provide, you know, new and interesting ways for people to communicate. It was also, in a lot of cases, considered a replacement for the public switch telephone network, which I don't think is going away. But on the other hand, the cost of voice service just in general it's really almost nothing. I mean, there's a flat rate cost to it, but it's, you know, the minute cost is pretty much nothing. And VoIP is, you know, one of the technologies that's caused that. On the back end, you may be using VoIP and you may not even realize it. It's just, to me, it's like covering, you know, phone switching equipment. It's not really that interesting. It has enabled some stuff, and it's going to be one of many tools that we use. I mean, quite honestly, I use my cell phone for almost all voice communication because it's with me, which, let's face it, I can't make a VoIP call over the cell phone network because even if I have enough bandwidth, the latency is just crap. So there's just no way that can happen. And honestly, voice calling has gotten, you know, it can be cheaper on VoIP, but it's cheap enough on my cell phone. For a lot of people, it's essentially a flat rate cost, or maybe they use no voice minutes, and so why pay for voice at all? So it's really, you know, using voice over IP, you know, I guess in some cases it works. For example, I mean, I love Skype because primarily because the audio quality is so good. And then, you know, the cost of using Skype is nothing. And if you want to call phones with Skype, it's such a minimal cost. It's not even worth mentioning. I mean, you can either pay per use or you can buy a plan, and it's almost nothing for what you get. So it's really, as I say, I don't even think about the fact that I might be using VoIP, but I might be using VoIP when I make a phone call and not even know it. That's how pervasive the technology is. So except in very limited circumstances, it's just not that interesting of a topic to cover. That doesn't mean it's not important as far as a technology that we use every day. We just don't think about it. And that's, you know, it's kind of like writing about innovations in telephone handsets. And I'm talking about landline telephone handsets, not mobile phones, which are a whole different thing. There's just not a lot of innovation there. Not to say that there won't be additional innovations and we won't get higher quality voice, but the increments are really, the improvements are going to be incremental, and they're not going to necessarily be, you know, transformational. When VoIP came out, it was definitely a step in the right direction. But the technology's matured. It's become plumbing, as a friend of mine once opined. And honestly, it's just, so it's not something I cover anymore, even though I've done a lot of stuff with VoIP in the past. As I say, it's just not that interesting anymore. It's part of the infrastructure now. So, and I see it in a lot of different ways, in my work at Checkpoint, but it's really, as I say, it's just really just another tool that everybody uses, and it's the right tool in the right circumstances. And sometimes you use that, sometimes you use the regular public switch telephone network, and sometimes you might use a combination of the two. It's just not that interesting. I don't know how else I can say it. And the cost of voice is, you know, as I say, it can be cheaper with voice over IP, but I think for most people, no matter what technology you use, it's gotten good enough. I mean, Google's giving away, you know, free US-Canada calling for another year. This is the third or fourth year in a row that they've done that. So honestly, I mean, what more do you want? It is what it is, and you know, maybe you have a different opinion. I'd like to hear what you think. You can send me feedback on Twitter on app.net as Phoneboy. You can find me on Google+ and Facebook also. And that's my 2 cents on VoIP. And this is Phoneboy, and I'm signing off.